This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Low interest rates and a shortage of houses for sale have driven up prices along the Front Range during the pandemic. Brett Weinstein of Denver-based real estate company BSW says interest rates are expected to rise next year, which could start to reverse that trend.
We are going to start to see an inventory increase along with those interest rates.
It's not likely that housing prices will come down next year. Governor Polis wants $15 million for a program to pay some farmers and ranchers to use less of their irrigation water. Kate Greenberg is the state agriculture commissioner.
So as we're looking at a more watertight future, that means less irrigated acreage. What we don't want to see is that acreage just laid bare.
Greenberg says the money could be used also to teach farmers and ranchers new techniques that use less water. Colorado's efforts to increase minority ownership in the cannabis industry made little progress this year. The number of business licenses held by non-white owners increased 1% over the past 6 months. That means non-white owners make up a little more than 16% of all license holders. The state has been trying to make it easier for people who've been impacted negatively by the so-called war on drugs to benefit financially from legal cannabis. There is a winter storm warning until noon tomorrow for the mountain areas. And also check cotrip.org for road conditions in the mountains. This is CPR News.